What repercussions could the Malay Allah case have on Christians? A student finds a way to combine his love of travel and his first love, and friendship provides a neutral space between Muslims and Christians. We'll share how you can get involved on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Now that the Malaysian courts have decided Allah can only be used by Muslims, there are more questions than answers. What does the ruling mean for Christians? Greg Musselman is a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says this ruling could set a dangerous legal precedent.
This could be the very first step towards anti-conversion type laws in places like Malaysia and other countries. We already see it, not always in Islamic countries, but places like Sri Lanka with the Buddhists trying with these anti-conversion laws, and we see them in India.
The decision was a reaction to church growth, but it also questions national identity.
This is more like on the discriminatory side, but it does lead to, you know, situations if there's those Christians are saying, no, we're going to use this Bible. This is the Bible we have. I would suggest that that will probably happen.
Believers are asking you to pray for wisdom as they consider their next response.
Some believers will say, no, we're not going to back down from this. We're going to continue to move forward. And if they put us in jail, we'll face that.
Next, officials are scoping out the damage caused by Tuesday's earthquake in the Philippines. Over 150 people died and hundreds of thousands have been displaced. Is relief aid part of our duty as Christians? Baptist Global Response's Ben Wolf thinks so.
Christ reached out and touched that hurt, that need, and with that brought a hope for all eternity.
Wolf oversees BGR's work in the Asia Rim region, where natural disasters are common. As a result, needs seem never-ending and compassion fatigue sets in.
We get worried when we do it in our own strength, but it's amazing how the Lord maintains that compassion as we're in tune with His heart.
BGR is doing their own assessment, and they hope to have a response plan soon. See how you can help at our website.
Every disaster is going to be different, and it may be food, it may be water, it may be shelter.
This is Mission Network News. It's hard to hear the gospel when your stomach's growling. A widowed woman in Zimbabwe has been fed with both the gospel and food with the help of Global Aid Network's food program. Left to provide for her three children, Anna Marie was destitute. With the help of Gaines, she received food, a job, and most importantly, the love of Christ. To support more families like this, visit our website. Pray that Global Aid Network's efforts will pay off. Elsewhere in Zimbabwe, a U.S. medical student's passions are being combined for the kingdom of God. Timothy Yu is serving at the Karanda Hospital with the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or TEAM. He spoke with us from the hospital via Skype.
Because I like traveling, I enjoy medical work, and I love God. I really wanted to find a way to combine that, and a medical mission trip seemed like the best opportunity.
When time allows, Yu prays with his patients. He says surgical teams and support staff pray for their patients and each other.
They really try to have a holistic approach to care, not just addressing people's physical needs, but their social and their spiritual and emotional needs as well.
Read the rest of his story at our website. The hospital has many needs, but Yu says one takes priority.
Prayer is probably the most important thing.
There's a severe water shortage, so pray for rain. Pray also for Yu and the rest of the hospital staff. And just like a grand prize winner on a TV show, Reach Global Crisis Response's Dream Door was open. The Friendship Center in Birmingham, England is now open. 90% of the people in the community are Pakistani Muslims. The center is a natural space for Christians and Muslims to engage in programs together. The goal is to serve the community in the name of Christ. For the full story or to donate, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes think you've disappointed God? With your gift of any amount, M&M will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there. Ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.